He says yes. Could I ask a couple questions of you, Commander?
Please.
One thing that was a little concern to me is, and I was just trying to understand the logic of this, and I'm sure you'll be able to point this out to me, was that on the initial article on the photon belt, the one that was the cover story, I think I read that. I haven't reread it recently. But I was wondering why in later issues, as you referred to the photon belt, then at some point you mentioned that you and the host didn't feel that this was going to be the real photon belt, but would be man-made simulated, and that you felt the real one would be sometime at the turn of the century. And I'm wondering why in the initial photon belt article that you didn't say that this was, unless I missed it, that you didn't say that you felt that from your perspective this wasn't the real one. But
well, I was being badgered by a lot of questions regarding this photon belt entry. I literally meant it, and once took it at great exception when I said I really had overlooked this. There had been so much talk about it in your channeled, quote-unquote, community and your New Age community that I assumed everybody who was into that knew about it, knew about this particular expectation. And what I did was reprint an article that was, you know, that seemed to be the best of all of them from the scientific aspect, from Australia. One of our own friends here, Bud Clark, had brought this from another person, I believe maybe even in Australia, and wanted to have some comment about it, and it just seemed time to comment on it. It's hard for me, from my perspective, to always realize that you ones are really truly kept from knowledge. And when things are being played up very large by ones like Jose Arguelles, for instance, in your harmonic convergence activities, I am at a loss to follow that, because he has now come on with a whole new thing. You go through this period of time, and again on August 16th, 17th, or whatever. You see, this is the turning point of the years in your cycles of counting. But he comes up with 13 months and 13 moons and 20 minutes versus 60. And the facts of the matter are there is no time and there is no space. And I'm at a loss as to what it is you ones are always perceiving. I'm attending a war here and how am I going to get those people out of there? And I'm being bombarded about something that to me is so obvious that nobody can miss it. Your government is calling it by different names. You don't just move whammo into a photon belt that lasts 2,000 years. I had to back up then and finally face the fact, and now ones want me to provide scientific data for you that says you cycle around Pleiades Sun System. Well, you see, the logical thing is you ought to know that. Where have your engineers been? Where have your astronomers been? How could you not know that? Well, I have to remember that they burned quite a few people at the stake because they suggested you were not the center of your solar system. How could I expect you to know that you were part of Pleiades? I mean, that's just some wee dipper way out yonder that you call something else, the seven somethings, you know. Well, they're suns. And every so often, everything that goes through this solar system is going to go through this belt. And in your time of counting, it's going to be 2,000 years. That's 2,000 years, precious ones, of light. You can take that in two ways. You are going to be in a finer frequency before you pass into it, or you won't make it into it. That means you're going to have to come into quite a lot of understanding. And if that happened this week, don't you see, you'd wipe out Earth. The ancients haven't predicted it. Only your scientists have said it would be the 25th of July Well, if you were that close, and Commander hasn't even said anything about it, I'm really caught between the rock and the hard place. So all I can do is give you the information being given forth. And yes, there will be a photon belt. Only you see, even in your English language, we don't refer to it as a photon belt. We refer to it as a time of total light, where there is no darkness, because there won't be any cycling of days. You're going to get pretty smart about this, I hope, by the time you get there. It's also called the Great Barrier. It is no problem to us. It is a great problem to you, especially if you went through it this week. You would come into it. Everything electrical would cease to function. Everything. Your batteries would not function. And this is one reason that the testing was going to begin to pull you into control. And this is why the depth into the earth of these facilities has been increased so much. They're not trying to protect themselves from a little bit of radioactivity. They are trying to protect themselves from everything shutting down. And the farther into the earth you are, the greater the depth, the lesser the impact of what will happen on the surface. Now you're getting it in another way. They're telling you that these rays coming in through that ozone hole, I mean, you've done it now, people. You have depleted your ozone layer. And these X-rays coming through, these ultraviolet frequencies that are higher and more damaging and nothing protects from them, etc., they're nothing in the world but photon pulses. So literally, your own gamesmanship caught me a little off guard. I wasn't focused on it when I wrote that. I knew that you weren't due to come into it. I'm astounded. You can always tell. Always. And this is another reason I will continue to print articles exactly like that. Because there is such validity to it, you are already experiencing the fallout from the photon belt. And it's going to get more and more magnificent. And they are utilizing it. They, being your enemy, are utilizing it against you. And they're figuring out how more and more and more to deprive you of things under the guise of it being something else. You know, we're not going to let you have this refrigerant and whatever. Ozone, all this stuff. You have to learn to see these things. And the ancient teachers, listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. They know. And they would not miss something like this. And yet they're all smiling because you're already in it. How can you enter something that you're already in? Suddenly you're going to hit a big null time. Yes, you are. But that great barrier, and that's what it's called, the great barrier, is scheduled somewhere down the line, and you are moving at a given speed. It's scheduled to hit you, depending on what you do, between 2010 and 2013. And I won't tell you if I knew, because there are too many things that can impact that entry. And by the time you get there, you're not even going to recognize it because they're going to play all these other games on you. So I don't really know how that got to be Hatton's photon belt. It was never my photon belt. And yet, yes, you're already in it. A lot of the little sparkly things that you see, the little stars falling, are nothing but photons, clumps of photons. It is a period of time when oh, my, I could always go on and on into the scientific ramifications of this. But you are entering a null time where these particles, electric particles, are binding and then neutralizing and then becoming one and becoming something else. And therefore, you have created free energy. Everything then is energy. All you have to do is focus it to where you want it. So you're coming into the most remarkably glamorous, glorious, wondrous time of your whole experience. and is being blown away and botched up by this kind of projection. And yet I believe that the scientists who wrote these articles really had studied and had done their calculations, and I believe that they fully believed you would be entering and it would come off on the 25th, because I can mathematically look at their calculations and see why they would think so. And then when you relate why they think so against what your adversary or your governments are doing, you can be pretty sure it was pretty accurate. And that was what was used as the foundation or the basis for the activities that would go on during this particular period of time. The elite knew that it would not come off now. But boy, wouldn't that be handy if it could be an act of God? So they began to lay that groundwork. And there are places in your world right now at this moment that are sitting in a null time. And you see, the worst part of this is that the energies experiencing this are much like the ones in the Philadelphia experience. They don't know, and they are lost in a time warp for a while. You see, you have learned, when we were talking about with Ray, the photon thrust systems, this sends forth anything at such a speed that you truly become time travelers in this little given warp. And this can be very, very bad in your dimension.
I have another question, please.
Please.
And this is, how can we tell what is really a natural cyclical type of thing versus something that's man-made, as far as the natural or not natural disasters? How is there any kind of, I mean, how can we tell those things?
Well, if you spend much time around here, you're going to hear it in your head. You can hear the pulses all the time. From this particular location, as they started working up to the next series of earthquakes, you could hear the blasts and see the flashes of light all the way from China Lake area over to here. And everybody witnessed it. But what happens is you go out and you don't pay any attention to it. You think, oh, well, they're doing something over at Edwards or the cement company's blasting. Or you will always grasp out at the reasons that they give you. I don't know how many of you sitting here in this room at this time, you're not paying attention. It's a little boring, and you get tired. Your body physically gets tired. But the ground hasn't quit shaking, and Ed Young could get up and give you a half-hour physics speech on that. The ground never stops shaking here. Dorma can hardly stay in the bed. You know, I think it's a big one. I think it's a big one. What in the world are you talking about? Well, don't you feel it? Well, yes, I feel something, but, well, that's what it is. Your earth is just alive with these pulses. Once they hooked up that grid system, they're just tinkering with you. And the Russians have total control of space. They can pinpoint, they don't need to do all of this shaking and wobbling that you're going through. And the point is to keep you right up on the edge all the time. This is why I can only suggest that you get prepared and then go about your life. Now, either everybody in this room didn't believe it, or you're totally prepared and you're going on about your life. Heaven help any husbands, who undo the bungee cords and don't put them back on the cupboards. But this gives you some security. I'm going to repeat. I believe that we have it under control with the shielding system around this particular location, 26 miles around Dorma's dwelling. Now, is there something sacred about Dorma's dwelling? Well, that sounds like the Mormon church, doesn't it? It's sacred. Not a secret, it's sacred. Well, there's not even a secret about it anymore. We have a 3-mile big crystal under her house. Well, not quite under her house. And we have 6 miles of that mountain cradled in a plasmic cradle, so we can lift it off so that if you do get much shaking, it won't fracture that crystal. Because that is an important communication crystal. Now, we always have to go back to the reality of the issue, and that is that everything in your existence you've created is an illusion. But you manifested into it, into the experience, and you're going to live it out. You're going to experience it out. And the moment you know better, you won't be in it anyway. And this is another reason that you ones have trouble, and you will keep asking me this, how do we tell the difference? Because ones are bombarding you. The facts are, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. That should not preoccupy your mind. It doesn't matter. Know that the elite are out to get your world. That matters. And they're going to use everything they can to mimic God to do it, so that you blame God and don't blame them, and then you won't be suspicious of them. That's why so many things now have to come off as an act of God. And if they can't pull it off as an act of God, they're going to have to make visible their own craft that look like spacecraft, and then rally you against this alien force. Look what this alien force is doing. It just blew away New York. They will make it look like a natural act as long as they can get away with it. But it's also now being utilized as blackmail, because the adversaries have factions and they're enemies. They're vying for power, ultimate power. And therefore, you get caught in the middle, and you just get to be pawns and hostages, and they vie for power with you, over you, any way that it takes to win their way. You have to remember that no matter how many tears pour down the face, and how many times Mr. Bush says, I'm just a grandpa, and I just love all of you, and would your commander-in-chief jeopardize the life of even one, much less leave thousands of men to rot in a jungle prison for drugs? My goodness, people, there's nothing they won't do. Absolutely nothing they won't do. And yet there's some things that even the highest energy on the negative side deplore. You see, there are some things that even Satan denounces, and yet your elite will do it without batting an eye to win their way. So there are a lot of clues that you can go by. Mother Nature wouldn't do this. She wouldn't sit and jiggle your seismograph needle for days on end. Earthquakes come, and then they jolt, and then they go, and then they come, and then they jolt. You'll get a lot of movement, but you won't get this. So you have to get somewhere underneath the facade of the stuff they feed you. Now, I find it interesting. The last couple of days, you've had earthquakes. And yet, guess what? The first place they were announced was on CNN from Atlanta. Before you even got them on your local stations, if you ever could get your local stations, if there would ever be any news on your television on your local stations, one's got the news immediately from CNN. Now, why would that be? Right away, you can get suspicious. They don't want you to miss it. They're sending their signals. These are their signals. So you have to just listen and watch what they're doing. And mainly, look at what they're telling you. Reverse it and consider the options. But right now, you can go pretty much with the ancients. When are they expecting the great cycle changes? Even the Hopi prophecies will take you up to 2000. And then he doesn't want to talk about it anymore. Well, he wasn't even supposed to take you there. He got blacklisted for doing that. Harley Swift, dear, got blacklisted for revealing those prophecies, even to the extent that he did. Wallace Black Elk, Jr. is in the doghouse with the Indian tribes. You have to be careful. I haven't heard about whether Summer Rae is, well, actually, I don't believe that she is as much Indian as you do. It doesn't matter. Truth comes. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that even in the greatest of the traditions, you get sold down the river with a bill of goods. And that great barrier is not due in this millennium. this is why the talk of the great changes coming at the millennium.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for having me here and for your being in existence and spreading the word as you do. And I hope that I would continue to ask for protection when I go out myself and introduce these topics to people who don't know very much about it, or when I'm in classrooms and students and so forth. So I assume that I would automatically get that if I ask for that anyway. So I am asking for that. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You have it.
Thank you.
I can make it a little easier for you once. You don't have to get up to speak and say, this space cadet. You don't even have to say, this God's host. The information will stand. And this is what I urge all of you ones to do. And that is get information to back it up. You were talking about, well, if you have time to read. I know. And if you are comfortable with no more than this information, then why spend more time reading? Get your confirmation that it's real. And then as we go along and I back off, you will only have writers. You will notice when writers come along and they begin to put in their ego, they're no longer writers for the liberator. And yet it doesn't mean that their information isn't valid. For a while, we can sort that out. And then finally, they won't participate because they're not getting the kind of recognition they want. And yet always they will get total recognition. But they don't. It's a sorting tool also. And so get up and just say, these are the things that the world is faced with. And you can get backup documentation from these other sources. I asked the ones for two reasons in the Liberator. We are so short on space and the paper's getting so big. And I don't want you confused by the speaker or the writer. It doesn't matter who Hatton is. It matters the truth that's born within. So I ask them to take the introduction out. If you want to know who Hatton is, you can find out by calling the number, or you can go back and look at some of the earlier printings. You don't have to hamstring yourself by getting a distraction going before you even get your point across. Let ones go and research it. I have a letter in one of the questions that was going to be asked today, if we had gotten to question and answers, is, well, give me some research. Isn't there some, or is there some? I mean, this was a very cynical writer. I'm not being insulting. I'm being sarcastic because that's the way it came to me. I mean, prove it to me. You just tell me where there's some scientific documents on the photon belt. Well, I can be just as sarcastic. There are dozens of them. FEMA has them. Your government has them. NASA has them. There are dozens of them. So you go get them. You go find them. They're there. They are there. And you know they are there because when you start trying to find out about them, you will get ridicule. And then if there are ones of caring nature who really truly don't like what's coming down here, they'll tell you, just like the ones at Palomar and MIT, who said that is so top secret that we are threatened by death if we divulge information on that photon belt. That is the biggest study going on at this time. Well, you see, that is not the study going on at this time. It is their ability to duplicate the results that's going on at this time. What do we have with the equipment?
We have about 3-4 minutes.
I think we've had enough. I know that Dorma has, and I know that I need to work a little more this evening.
You're not on the air.
Thank you. I would like to ask whether Sananda had already sent some of his hosts to the Philippines.
Oh, of course.
Because lately, I received a letter from my daughter that when her husband came home from Manila to the Visayas, he told her that there was a spaceship that made an exhibition in the air to attract the attention of people. At first, there were only 100 who saw it, but the following day, they did another exhibition, and it attracted about 1,000 people, and they even invited some of these media men. And then the one who is commanding that ship told the people that they are there to save them, to save God's people, and that they said that they are only scattered in 3 different places, and that they said that their Lord is Sananda. And now my daughter was puzzled, who is Sananda, he said. And I would like to know, where are these places in the Philippines where they are staying?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. That is not my prerogative to give out that kind of information. But there are Nephilim or Atmospherians that have been encountered off Cebu, for instance, for a long time now, many, many decades. You will find them at Laguna, north of Manila. A lot of activity there with the Brotherhood. These will be Pleiadian craft, and they will always flash the rainbow.
I would like to know also if there are meetings like this taking place in the Philippines.
Yes, there are.
Because I plan to go home this August, and I would like to know so that I can join the group.
There are some very, very good resources there.
How do you think can I know where to go if I want to join the group?
I'm not going to say out loud here. See Father Cleary. He'll just give you some approximate locations where you can go look, and put you in touch with someone that will know.
I have another question. Would it be safe to travel this August?
I won't answer that either. Go within and find out. I'm not going to make statements.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, and you ones who are new all always have to understand it. I always expect you ones to try me. There's one thing that I will assure you. I can look around, and I do know what is safe and what is not safe, and I will never put you in jeopardy. Go in peace. Go with God. Salud.